1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:21, and time for our monthly check of the Greenwich Real Estate Market, Greenwich Real Estate Report. Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, joins me along with Brian Tunney, 2024 GAR President. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony. Great. Thank you. Beautiful day.
Absolutely. All right, Stacy, was it a beautiful month in November for the housing market here in Greenwich?
It's always a beautiful month for the housing market in Greenwich.
Good answer.
So
good answer.
In November, we saw 39 single-family closings reported across all areas of Greenwich. That's compared to 40 closings in November 23, so really pretty much on trend with where it was last year. Median sale price was an increase of around 13% to $2.255 million. That's up from $1.995 million in November 23. Average days on market was 65. That's a 17% decrease from the 79 days in November 23. There were 14 new single-family listings brought to the market in November 24. That's a 48% decrease in new listings when compared to November 23, when there were 27 new listings brought to the market. So definitely seeing still a squeeze on inventory. Total active single-family inventory was 131 units at the end of November 24, and that's a 12.7% decrease from November 23, when there were 150 units available. And when we look at the condo and co-op side, we have 17 closings, and that is compared to November 23 when there were 15 closings. The median sale price increased around 11% to $1.17 million. That's up from $1.05 million in November 23. The average days on market was 44. That's a almost 17% decrease from the 53 days in November 23. In terms of inventory, there were 12 new condo units brought to the market in November 24, and that is a decrease compared to the 15 that we saw in November 23. And at month end, the total inventory was also down around 16% for 31 units, and that's compared to 37 units in November 23. And when we look at just in terms of where we are for pending numbers, close of business yesterday, we saw 41 single-family homes are pending to close and 7 condo and co-op units.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Okay, Brian, I'm going to quote you saying Greenwich's real estate market is currently undergoing a dynamic transformation. What does that mean, Brian?
Well, it means that we don't have enough sellers. We have a tremendous amount of buyers and interest in moving in Greenwich, and we just have a lack of inventory from the statistics Stacy showed you. And you can see there are fewer homes on the market, and the homes on the market that are priced reasonably are selling very, very quickly. There is a lot of demand, and there's nothing right now that we can see that will increase supply. I mean, rates, you know, should come down a little bit, according to Lawrence Yoon, the economist for the National Association of Realtors, to approximately 6%, either side of 6% within next year. So that will actually spur demand, and we're hoping that it will also spur sellers to possibly sell their house and do the normal upgrades.
All right. Any hot areas of town, Brian?
Well, the one with the least inventory is Cost Cobb. Right now, there are only 3 houses for sale in all of Cost Cobb.
Okay. The Fed's announced it looks like only maybe 2 rate cuts next year. What impact is that going to have on mortgage rates moving forward in 2025?
Well, the Fed only controls the short-term rates, the overnight lending. What it may do is bring short-term rates lower and long-term rates a little lower, but to have what we call a normal yield curve. Right now, you're getting more interest on short-term rates than you are on the long bond. So, and that's what they call an inverted yield curve.
Whoa,
so we,
okay.
We, So we want the yield curve to become normalized.
All right. You asked the finance guy the question.
I know. I feel like I'm talking to Jim Campbell with his derivatives and things like that. My head's spinning at this point. Stacey, during this Christmas holiday season, are things fairly quiet? Are there a lot of homes out there? I mean, is there activity? Are there open houses?
There can be. It can be difficult because obviously people can be traveling or they have family in town. The other side of the coin of that is that, you know, when people have family in, they want to show them the house they're interested in. The major focus right now is just the lack of inventory. So if homes are brought on during this time, they are getting looked at very quickly and getting under contract very quickly. So now would be a great time to, if you are a buyer, keep your radar up, because if a new listing comes on during this time, you have a really good shot at, getting in quickly, making a quick transaction. If you're paying attention, because many people do go away and, you know, potentially are unable to make moves while they are spending holidays with family and loved ones.
All right, Stacey. And the pressing question now is Brian Tunney staying on for another term as president?
He has graciously done his time here for GAR as president. He did 3 consecutive one-year terms for us, and we are so grateful. So we will be welcoming in a new president, also a Brian Amen of Houlihan Lawrence. So you'll get to meet him next month on the show.
All right. Well, Brian, we thank you for your service over the last 3 terms. Unprecedented, I think, in GAR history. And that's why you're in the Hall of Fame, right?
Exactly. There you go.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Tony. And Stacey, thank you for your service as well. And it's been a learning experience. So thank you very much.
All right, Brian. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you down the road. Appreciate your time. Stacey, as always, good to talk to you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you in the new year. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Reports. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacey Lowe and GAR 2024 President, outgoing President Brian Tunney.